This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. You've been hearing a lot about pipelines lately. There are growing concerns about the Nexus and Rover pipelines that will run through Washtenaw County. The one drawing the most attention and concern throughout the state of Michigan is the aging Line 5 pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. My guest this morning wants Line 5 removed from the Straits and has introduced a measure as part of a package of bills in the State House aimed at creating greater environmental protections and corporate accountability when it comes to pipelines. Yusuf Rabi is a Democrat from Ann Arbor and represents the 53rd District in the State House of Representatives, and thank you for your time.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, on the issue of Line 5, there were a couple of developments late last week, and we'll start with this one. The owner of Line 5 is none other than Enbridge, which was liable for the pipeline failure that spilled nearly 1 million gallons of oil in the Kalamazoo River system a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. The company last Thursday released results of a risk management assessment of Line 5 by the consulting firm Dynamic Risk. That report concluded that the 65-year-old pipeline running through the Straits of Mackinac is indeed fit for service and does not pose a risk to the Great Lakes right now. Was that a conclusion that surprised you?
You know, given who it came from, no, not really. I think that the company's been pushing that line for a long time now, that the pipeline is safe, 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 and yet there are some serious outstanding concerns in terms of the sort of safety of the pipeline itself, in terms of some independent analyses that were done, diving expeditions that were done, and others that have seen clear damage to the pipeline that would indicate that it is not safe for continued use.
That same study determined that some of the proposed alternatives, like rerouting that section of pipeline or switching to other existing pipelines or moving to a system of truck transportation and or oil barges, would all be unworkable. Again, is that something you kind of expected then from the company line?
Yep, definitely something that's expected. I certainly agree with him on the truck transport and the barges. It is more and can be more environmentally costly, potentially, and could be more dangerous. But there are other alternatives. Some of them are more costly to the company. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is not healthy or sustainable to have that pipeline running under the Straits of Mackinac right now in the condition that it's in.
The other development that happened last week came on the heels of the Dynamic Risk report. State Attorney General Bill Schuette came out and said a specific and definitive timetable for shutting down Line 5 should indeed be established. He also called for a legislative ban on shipping crude and tar sand oil through the Straits and for creation of a state pipeline authority. Now, you had introduced House Resolution 51 asking Schuette and Governor Rick Snyder to shut down Line 5. It would appear at least some of that message was received, as many don't really view Mr. Schuette as a friend of the environment.
Right. I think that's phenomenal that he was willing to come out and announce that that he was calling for the closure of the pipeline. I think that's a real step in the right direction. What I'd like to see now is for the Attorney General to move down that road, because ultimately he's one of two people in the entire state that can actually make the decision to end the easement. And so he needs to step up to the plate and turn his words into action. So, you know, I think there are some outstanding concerns that need to be addressed. A lot of people are talking about how folks in the UP are going to get their natural gas. There is a fraction of people in the Upper Peninsula that draw their natural gas from that pipeline. Mm-hmm. And there are also some jobs associated with the pipeline. So we need to be cognizant and we need to be careful as we approach this issue because of those two factors. But at the end of the day, if we start walking down the road of protecting our environment and of protecting the health, safety, and welfare of our state and our Great Lakes, you know, we need to start down that road. And the Attorney General has the ability to do that, has the ability to end the easement. And in my opinion, if it's just going to be an announcement calling on the closure, that's not enough, because he ultimately has the ability to close the pipeline.
I do want to move beyond the Line 5 matter in a moment here, but a state commission did request two other reports that are due in the coming weeks regarding the safety of Line 5 and potential alternatives. Now, do you expect any different outcome than what we saw in the Dynamic Risk report?
I think it's possible. You know, it's hard to speculate what we're going to see from these other reports. It's possible that we'll see more of the same. It's really hard to tell.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with State Representative Yusuf Rabi of Ann Arbor about pipelines and pipeline safety. The 53rd District Democrat has introduced a measure that is part of a four-bill package aimed at increasing the safety of all pipelines in Michigan and creating greater accountability for those who own and operate them. Yusuf, as I mentioned, there is a growing spider web of pipelines in Michigan, including the Rover and Nexus pipelines, which directly impact Washtenaw County. Give us an overview of what your bill aspires to do.
Well, first of all, I'll just say, you know, the Nexus and Rover pipelines are very concerning to me. And when I was a county commissioner, I introduced resolutions for both of those pipelines, calling on them to be blocked from going through the county. There's some serious health concerns with the residents around those areas and some serious environmental concerns as well. But my bill specifically would make it so that pipeline companies have to communicate with impacted property owners and would have to communicate with the state in the event of a spill. You know, and one of the things that we saw was with the Kalamazoo spill, it took a long time before the authorities were notified while the spill was active, and property owners weren't notified either. And so we need to make sure that there's a at least some minimal laws in place to make sure that pipeline companies are accountable for notification. The other thing that my bill would do was it would require these companies to actually have a plan in place for when a spill happens, that they have a response mechanism to actually clean up the mess. And it would actually require them to conduct drills. Just like fire drills, you have to do it on a regular basis to make sure that you're prepared in the event of a fire. These drills would be the same. You would have to run them on a regular basis to show that you are, in fact, prepared in the event of a spill. And the last thing that it would do is it would give the state more authority to inspect and require changes improving security on pipelines that run under the bottom lines of the Great Lakes, with a nod to the Pipeline 5. So it would give the state basically more authority to inspect and ask for upgrades to Pipeline 5. There's a few other bills in that package as well.
Right.
One of them increases fees if in the event of a spill on a per-day basis. It increases the fees. Another one of them actually creates a permitting process through the state that pipeline companies would have to go through if they want to build a new pipeline. And it creates more stringent standards and using, again, public health, safety, and welfare, as well as environmental concerns as a basis on which those permits would be granted.
Certainly elements of this, if not the entirety of it, harken back to something that we once had in place, and that was legislation and a law drafted by Ann Arbor State Senator Lana Pollack that we called the Polluter Pay Laws that was ultimately dismantled in the Engler administration. Are we now, just all these years later, starting to get back to proposing the same kind of things we once did have in place?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because the first bill that I introduced this year is actually basically the same thing as Lana Pollack's law. It basically would force polluters to pay to clean up the messes that they make. And yes, I think you're absolutely spot on that we don't have those kinds of laws in place. They are common sense laws. I mean, we learn when we're kids, we got to clean up our room if we make a mess, right? And this should be the same thing for polluters. If they make a mess, they should have to clean it up. So I was proud to introduce that House Bill 4123, and it did get one Republican co-sponsor, so that was kind of exciting.
Where we are now in the process of the package of pipeline safety bills, and given the political climate in Lansing, will any of this make it into law before the midterms in 2018?
I'm certainly hopeful, and I'm certainly pushing the issue. Unfortunately, with the composition of the legislature and the role that money plays in our political system, I fear that there will be a lot of barriers to it. But I'm not the kind of person that gives up easily, so I will keep on pushing the issue, keep on advocating for pipeline safety. And there are some folks on the other side of the aisle that I think are sympathetic to this issue. And as we saw with the Attorney General's announcement, I think that he is starting to understand the importance that the environment has for Michiganders throughout our state. And I think that he's starting to respond to that. And I hope that some of his Republican colleagues will also step up to the plate and be willing to advocate as well.
What role does your constituency and the residents of Michigan have to play this point forward when it comes to pipeline safety?
You know, I think that's a great question. Because so many of these issues, and Line 5 in particular, go across the governor and the attorney general's desk, those two people work for all of us in Michigan. And so I think, you know, people in the 53rd District and throughout Washtenaw County can take that opportunity to contact those two individuals and make sure that they understand how important pipeline safety is and, you know, the closure of Line 5 is to, you know, everybody in Washtenaw County here. The other thing is we need to make sure that our legislators throughout the state understand how important this issue is. And so what I encourage folks to do is if you have friends or relatives in, you know, different parts of Michigan, encourage them to contact their legislators too, and see if you can sort of spread the network around the state to get different people engaged, to get different communities engaged, and ultimately getting different legislators to hear from their constituents how important this issue is. I'm already there. I'm always happy to get calls from folks, but on this specific issue of Line 5 and of pipelines in general, I think it's important that people reach out across the state to friends and relatives to get the word out.
I thank you for your time and for all the information today. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
That is Yusuf Rabi of Ann Arbor, the 53rd District Representative in the State House of Representatives. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and a turn only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.